transport level. It is implemented at low level, at buffering level, at the thread leveling of output and mix down. So it's not implemented through transport. Okay. So easy.
Mateusz Zikowicz, Canoros development team. I'd like to know, do you know Rose Garden?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't want to talk about Harder, but there's music and Rose Garden and...
are there any features you would like to point out in your application in comparison to Rose Garden? Why do you use a Q-Tractor and why not Rose Garden and so on? For example, because I'm a bit messed up in my head currently, because Rose Garden also points to be Qt4 developed and open source, and it supports Jack and mostly all the features you mentioned. And what's your point of view on Rose Garden?
Okay, Rose Garden is already a finished product almost, and Qt4 will never be a finished product. That's a big difference. I said never be, because I take too long to make anything in Qt4. I only spend 2 hours a day for doing Qt4. That's not answering your question. What I made Qt4 not helping your other projects that are there? Because it started for me to learn myself how to do these things. And then it became something like this. It was an original idea to make a competitor or a contender in the Linux audio sequencer scene. It just happened that way. I want to learn how to put the code to do audio and to do MIDI, and then put the GUI overall, because you know by myself, all my Q things, Q, JXDA, Q, since Q sampler are only GUIs, front ends for other hardcore software. But I want to do also something for me, and then I put the GUI on it, the usual GUI, like this paradigm of multi-tracking and track strip, and it just appears that it's equal and a competitor of Rose Garden and Lucy and K-pop and so on. But remember, my original idea was to make an Ableton Live clone. So, we still have a good time for that.
Peter Bombers. So, you mentioned now your new start. My question is, greatly, what would it take to make an Ableton Live clone out of this? Because you started with that goal, and I would really be happy if somebody achieved that. I'm sorry for possible Ableton people here. I would really appreciate that, because we don't have anything comparable in Linux.
Yes, I know.
And I see that you have implemented, you're looking at the lowest level, meaning that probably having looped clips is not very difficult. And having a different playback pointer for every clip isn't very difficult either. So time stretching in, and it's all solved, I guess.
Yeah, you will need a time stretching in for doing something that will be in competition with Ableton Live. What's the time frame? Yeah, I don't know. I don't have one. This is going out of stealth mode, as I said. So, this is announcing also a new open source software open for developers and users. So, what I'm saying is, I'm not alone anymore. Okay?
But it is a goal to go for... Well, because now you're moving towards, indeed, Rose Garden or things that are already a little bit present. But are you intending to move towards the Ableton Live?
Yes, I have some designs, sketches in paper on doing it. But my most problem is time. You know that the